with your traffic update. I'm Lee West.
Here comes the party!
Yay, it's Friday.
That is, it's party time, right? Happy, well, it's a little wet this morning.
Man, it was coming down in Bountiful.
Was it?
Crazy.
Crazy, yeah. It must be moving this way from north to south a little bit, obviously from the west as well. But the south end of the valley, kind of dry. It was weird. I mean, you could tell we've had a little sprinklage here and there, but as the further you're ahead south, then you can start to see it. And then, of course, we're getting it here at the radio station now as well. However, this is great, isn't it? To soak up all of that, rain that we most desperately need. Yes. Man, there was, I actually was making the comment yesterday. I'm like, when's the HOA going to turn the water on? The grass is getting a little dry. So maybe they're actually waiting for this little soaker to come through. They say anywhere from a half to an inch of rain will come down out of this thing over, depending on where you're at in the valley. And you're also going to probably, because we do carry a wide range of, not only here along the Wasatch Front, but with almost 10 translators across the state, we will be talking about weather, and it may be doing nothing in your area, or it might be pouring in your area, so things change a little bit. We are looking at 100% chance of rain today. Cooler, high of 56 is all we'll hit.
Right now it's 45 and cloudy downtown.
Everybody at the bar, get tipsy. Shaboozy. Happy Friday, everybody. Good to have you along here. Hope y'all getting a good start to your day. It is a little moist out there, so
that'll get you going.
That will get you going. That's a song that'll actually moisten up your fiddle. Maybe you are fiddling around this weekend. What are your plans?
I'm going to Hale Center Theater.
Yeah.
To see May We All, the country music production that's going on there.
You and I both.
I'll see you there,
which
David.
Is just dangerous, isn't it?
I know, right?
We spend all week together, and then we show up at the same place on a Friday night.
Yep.
Like, oh, gosh. Deb's going, it's him again.
That's what you're saying.
No, you'll love that, though. You'll love it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know. You know, you didn't like that one La La Land either. And, you know, I liked it. And it was kind of a musical type of thing. But really a lot of great talent here in Utah. Hale Center Theater, May We All, playing over there as well. There are a couple of things going on today. It's Arbor Day.
Plant a tree.
Yeah.
Too wet today to plant a tree.
Enjoy the 3-day weekend and great Arbor Day sales.
I'm like, what?
Well, we don't have Monday off
No.
for Arbor Day. What the crap?
Hey, it's National Kids and Pets Day today. It's so great when you're a kid to have pets grow, and it's great when you're an adult. But
yeah.
Kids and pets.
Well, sometimes it's a very. Well, I mean, a lot of people need that kind of companionship. I think there's that bond that can happen with a kid, and maybe it kind of keeps them focused. That's why they maybe some people say that, a service animal or a service dog. And, you know, I learn all of this on Saturday mornings when you watch those dog shows.
Those vet shows.
The vet shows and the other things. And that one show where that guy goes in, I watch it every Saturday morning, and now I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, his name, I think, hosted for a while was Brandon or something or other, and he goes in and he goes to a dog shelter or an animal shelter, picks up a dog, and then he has these clients that are saying, hey, we're looking for this kind of a dog for this family or this person or this couple.
He's like a pet matchmaker.
Yeah, kind of, and then he trains them at his facilities, and you go through the process of all of the training, and then usually it's a little perfect fit and a match made in heaven, and they all live happily ever after.
And sometimes you mail your cat to Amazon and then you get it back.
Right. A Utah couple. My gosh. We'll talk about that coming up this morning. With it being Arbor Day. I was thinking of any kind of a joke about trees, but all I could think was a corny one.
A corny one.
A corny one.
A corny. Oh, acorn as an
corny,
oak tree.
A corny one.
Oh, that
one.
Took me a minute.
That's all right. And it wasn't maybe delivered in the right way. Audubon Day. Felt like I was trying to get to work this morning.
And the show you were talking about is called Lucky Dog.
Yes, that's it. Lucky
Thanks,
Dog.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Alien Day.
Okay.
So say hi to your nearest alien.
Pretzel Day.
Isn't that fun?
Have yourself a Hairball Awareness Day.
There's a ton
of crap.
Pretty
sure if you had a hairball, you're aware of it.
But there is nothing, you know, it's that same sound that your cat makes. Now, why is it that cats lick their fur, they get hairballs, yada yada? It's supposed to actually be a part of the cleansing process. Lee might know more about this. But a dog, they lick themselves too. They kind of, you know, but you don't see
a dog with a hairball?
Not too as often as you do with cats, it seems like.
That's because they pull their hair out.
Who?
Cats. They have a tongue that has these backward, like a comb.
Uh-huh.
And so it literally, they get a lot of hair.
Oh, thins their hair out a little bit, uh-huh.
Yeah, they comb their hair just like we comb. They have like a little comb on their tongue.
Yeah. National Richter Scale Day. They have a day for everything, don't they? Let's celebrate the thing that measures earthquakes. Get Organized Day. Oh, well, I'll do that later.
I'm going to try and clean my closet today.
Are you really?
I am.
Are you just saying that?
No, I really am.
Remember how I told you that Linda cleaned her half of the closet and then it was my turn?
Not done yet.
Not done yet. I'm still working on that.
Dave.
I'll get to that as soon as I figure out a folder for my taxes.
yeah, why don't you just put all your clothes in a sack?
I think I will. Maybe I will, and then I'll just go through them later. Did you talk about First Kiss Day?
No.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Remember, I was 8, and it was under Billy Taylor's bed.
Ah. Oh, yes. That's, remember? Wow.
We were playing Legos, and that. We were playing Legos, and he's like, hey, do you want a kiss? And I'm like, all right. Yeah, I guess.
You're such a sleazy, floozy.
My first kiss was Bobby Hart.
Oh, huh. Bobby Hart.
Yep.
He stole your heart?
He chased me around on the playground, and then he grabbed my necklace. He broke it. I felt really bad.
What a jerk.
Gave me a kiss.
He's like, let me make it all better.
Oh, yeah. Where were you?
He was a smooth operator.
Yeah, it sounds
even
like
at
it.
A young age.
Where were you? How old were you? You know, who was it with? It does seem to be just sort of a, you know, those first kisses that are, you know, you're young, you're kids, you're out. It's just kind of like almost like a dare.
Who was yours,
you know?
Dave?
It was a neighbor, I think. It was a neighbor girl, and I was probably 8 years old or something. Like, I don't know what it is about
great
eight.
To be eight.
It's great to be eight. You got to get baptized, and then you go and kiss your first girl. National No Makeup Day today, you guys. It's too late. Y'all put on your makeup. You painted the barn.
Not me.
I did.
My barn is naked, Dave.
It's a day to show you the real you. Do you wear makeup every day? Are there people who have never seen you without your makeup? I have seen Deborah without her makeup.
Yep, on a late day.
Yeah, I had in fact, it was a new co-host that day. We just introduced each other, and then... last but not least, can't forget about this one, Hug an Australian Day.
All right, mate.
Good to give a hug down under. Oh, well.
Well, not down
wait
under.
Wait a minute.
Dave,
that came
keep
out
it up
wrong.
Above there, Dave.
Okay. I didn't mean it like that. But all right. There.
Emily West.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And happy Friday, everybody. It is going to be a little wet today and tomorrow. They're actually sort of extending this thing a little further than I thought. I mean, I thought we were just going to get a bunch of rain today. It was going to be a good soaker, and then we're off to a great weekend. And we're talking about a little bit more than that today, tonight, tomorrow. Still, we're looking at about a 90% chance tonight, 70% chance of some rain showers still hanging around for tomorrow. It's not till about Sunday that we start to break up, see partly cloudy. I mean, starting Saturday night, but Saturday night and then into Sunday and then Monday, we're going to rebound back up into the upper 60s and then the 70s again by next week. They are also calling for snow above 6,500 feet. You might get a trace to 2 inches. 7,500 feet, somewhere around there, they are talking about 4 to 8. And then those upper elevations in the mountainous areas, both northern and southern part of the state, are going to be receiving 8 to 18 inches of snow as we creep into the last few days of April, which is sort of crazy.
Right now it's 45 and cloudy downtown.
Your boss. Nope, that's not it. It's, we got the wrong one thing there rolling. Anyway, we do have Instant Cash a Song coming to the...
Instant Cash a Song
coming up here at the top of the hour. We announced that at 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to score some cash today. Not only today, but every day that we've been doing this. This is, we're already rolling into our, like, this is a second week, and we've got plenty more where that came from. We're depleting the savings here at the radio station, but it's all to benefit you. And all you have to do is listen. We'll announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day coming up at 7, and then when it plays in the 7, 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours, you win yourself $250. We're giving out $1,000 a day, and you can win as many times as you can possibly get through as Caller Z.
Also, we're going to give away another pair of George Strait tickets coming up at 7:15, and we will give you another George Strait phrase that pays. We'll give away another pair at 7:15 Monday morning.
I know that seems a lot to keep track of, but we just appreciate you taking us along, and we'll keep you up to date throughout the morning. So, have you ever pitched a tent? And then you're out there in the middle of the woods or wherever you're at, even if it's in your backyard. And then you start to get rain like we're getting right now. And you are all sheltered in there. You're not getting a drop on you. You're not wet. You just, it's such a cool feeling. Take that to the next level when you RV. Head on into Paris RV. Take a look at all of the 26 different brands of RVs that they carry. Man, that's a huge variety. You just don't find that anywhere else. They have 4 locations. They have 2 in Murray. They have 1 in Payson and 1 in Pocatello. There's a lot of acreage to all of these places where you can take a look at over 1,000 units. And that's what's nice about, you know, getting into an RV from Paris RV is that you can actually walk through several different models. You see which one fits your, what you're thinking and how it feels. It really is kind of going to be your home away from home, and it will be well worth your time to head on in there and take a look at any one of their motorhomes, their fifth wheels, and right now they've got their toy haulers on at some incredible prices. In fact, 3 toy haulers right now to choose from, different styles that you can take a look at, right around the $29,000 mark, and that only puts you at about $300 a month if you put it in perspective. No additional fees, unnecessary fees that they tack on. And that made the difference for me when I went and bought my RV from Paris RV, is that they were just straight shooters and they gave me the bottom line price. Again, 4 locations, 2 in Murray, 1 in Payson, 1 in Pocatello. And if you want to take a look online at all of their many things that they have in stock, go to ParisRV.com. Jelly Roll and Halfway to Hell. And Deb and I will pick you up on the way. Because yep. Maybe you made it.
Beep, beep. You guys ready? Get your pitchforks and your fork tails. Let's go.
Yeah, throw it on in the back of the Gladiator there. We got plenty of room. And the Titan
Flava will take Flav. You along. Flava Flav is coming to the Jelly Roll's defense.
Yeah, he is. Bunny. You know, we were talking about this the other day, right? I mean, how Jelly Roll was tired of... you know, getting blasted about his weight and everything else on social media. And he's like, you know what? And Bunny, his wife, stepped in. I think that's what
she let everybody know that Jelly Roll no longer uses the internet because too many people bullied him about his weight.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, as you mentioned, Flavor Flav jumping in the mix now and saying, hey, I'll come to your rescue.
How dare y'all try to judge my man about his weight and his character? This man is winning awards for his music. This man's music has been giving a lot of people hope. Jelly Roll is one of the nicest men on the planet. All of y'all that's trying to judge my boy Jelly Roll, I think y'all need to take a step back and judge yourselves, because y'all judging him is not going to stop him from being successful. Power to you, Jelly Roll.
All right, here we go.
Why you gotta mess with Jelly?
Right.
He really is the nicest guy. He said... Like he said, Jelly Roll is one of the nicest men on the planet. He reminded everybody that no amount of hate is going to stop Jelly from being successful. So you heard Flava Flav. Stop being mean to Jelly. Do something else with your time.
I know.
Look at your big clock hanging around your neck.
I know. Look at that.
And do something else with your time.
I get it. Of course he ended, as you heard there, he just says, for all y'all that's trying to judge my boy, I think y'all need to take a step back and judge yourselves. And that's all I was saying the other day, and then I get backlash for it. You know what I mean? Had a couple of people, actually one person, right, that we knew of, gave me crap about, they said, well, you're bullying the bullies. And I'm like, no, I'm telling it how it is. And just like that, right there, Flavor Flav's just telling it how it is. Leave him alone, man. Quit bullying. And that's all my message was the other day.
When Flavor Flav talks, everybody listens,
well,
right?
Sure, yeah. When I that's true. I can't compare
my... And I mean talks, as in TikTok.
Yeah. I can't compare myself to a big old celebrity like Flavor Flav. But I don't feel like you need to be a celebrity to kind of stand up for people who get bullied. Of course, that was our big subject the other day, and I won't get into it again, you know, but, I mean, eventually I will, if, you know.
State, Emily West.
Okay, very nice. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
We are looking at the rain today, lingering into tonight and tomorrow, and finally on the way out later on in the afternoon, hopefully, by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and then the rest of the weekend and even into next week looking pretty decent. We've needed this soaker to come through, and heaven knows we could still use some more snow up in the mountains, even though we're looking pretty decent right now. It never hurts to have it pile up there, and that's what we're going to be looking at as well. Rain in the valley, and then we'll be hitting some snow in the mountains. The temperatures will be dropping low enough to create that. 56 for our high today, 51 our high tomorrow, and then we'll rebound, go back up to 62 by Sunday.
It's 48 and cloudy downtown. Weather brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. Spend spring at Utah's Hogle Zoo. Gather your herd and discover over 600 species of animals. Save $2 on tickets when you buy them online at HogleZoo.org.
Hey, we got that Pledge of Allegiance slot ready for you, and that is coming up next. Hey, we're going to be live on the road here today between 3 and 5, live till 5 at Strong VW during the afternoon drive, and the Dave deal in full swing. You'll be able to swing on in and either grab myself or Matt Hansen, and make sure you grab that extra $500. And who knows, you never know. Every once in a great while, if I catch the manager Joe in a good mood, he might double that sucker. So it'll be fun for me and you to find out if we can swing that today. But whatever the case may be, and whenever you stop into Strong VW, you know that you're going to be able to get that guaranteed lowest price. And the thing that with the Dave deal is that they don't mark it up and then bring it back down again. They say, look, get your best deal. If you find a deal anywhere else, they'll beat it. So go on into Strong VW and feel confident that you're getting the very bottom and lowest price, but not sacrificing anything else when it comes to customer service. They're giving you the free lifetime warranty and the hand car washes, the paint and dent repair, loaner cars, glass repair. That's what they call their lifetime VIP concierge package. And it's all yours, free of charge, not built in anywhere. And that's what I love about Strong VW. Plenty of cars to choose from, including the brand new 2024 Tiguan at $269 a month and 0% financing. 1070 South Main in the heart of Salt Lake, Strong VW.
At 30,000, not all lessees will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4:30. Jeep is a registered trademark.
All right, we're back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance. We love our peeps over there at Any Hour Services. And Richard Bunker, the service man, one of the HVAC service managers, gets his people together every morning, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance at 7 a.m., I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
What they said in the email.
On Tuesdays.
Yeah, so they went ahead and recorded it for us and sent it in to us, as we have mentioned that you can do. With your work, with your family, with your group, club, your bingo night. You get together and play bridge and canasta, Monopoly. No, and or school or whatever it might be. And then you can just record it, email it to DaveandDeb@KSOPCountry.com. And this is how we got this one here this morning. So we're going to turn it over to the service manager, Richard Bunker, and his group for our pledge this morning.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I've traveled all around this country. In my time, I thought I'd seen it all. But today I took the detour down a back road through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square, and high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin. Overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over again. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me. I knew to stop would throw me off my schedule, but I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids were courting at the Rexall soda fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town. And it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me.
Man, how good is that, Mo Bandy?
Now listen. What other radio station are you going to hear Shaboozy, Jelly Roll, and Mo Bandy in the same hour?
And yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that is we're hitting it all, man.
We aim to please.
Wow. That song is called Americana, and what a great classic country song that is. And we appreciate Richard Bunker, one of the HVAC service managers there at Any Hour Services, recording his group on a Tuesday morning and sending that in to us for the Pledge of Allegiance. That is so cool that they do that, and so cool that you shared it with us. Just, moist.
Well, it's an awful word, but...
It's a great word.
But do expect to see that busy traffic making its way out of Tooele right now. This traffic report is sponsored by Spa Truve. Cool Sculpting permanently reduced fat in the areas of the body treated by 20 to 30%. At Spa Truve, they've treated over 10,000 clients. Get the body you've always wanted. Visit spatruve.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Hey, it's a little moist out there.
There we go. We'll get to it for you there. Okay. It is a little moist, and we're talking about just 100% chance of some rain today. Definitely cooler temperatures. Remember when it was in the low 80s?
Yeah.
Just a few days ago, a couple days ago.
And it was pouring when I was driving in today, and then I got here and nothing.
Yeah, it's not too bad as you headed south.
It's kind of cloudy.
It is going to be sporadic. You'll be able to find that it'll be heavier at times in certain areas, but man, I think most of the state is expected to get some of this rain, which is much needed, because I don't know about all y'all, but if you've fertilized your lawn and done some other stuff, you know, because I work really hard out in the yard and trying
absolutely, absolutely you do. That's why you have a necrotic ring. Did you call my guy yet?
Not yet. I will. Oh, I'm David. Going to. Talked about it yesterday.
All right.
You know, because if you talk about it enough,
it will happen.
It'll happen. Or if I let it go, I'll ask you for the ninth time what the contact number is.
And I'll send it to you every time.
Yes, you do. 56 will be our high today, 51 tomorrow. And then we'll jump back up into the 60s on Sunday and Monday.
Right now it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
Morning, the Z. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jason. How are you guys?
Hey, good, Jason.
How the heck are you?
I'm just on my way to the work a rat race like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Join the club, buddy.
Hey, we're already here.
What is on your mind this morning? Happy Friday to you, by the way.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys and everybody else out there.
Yeah.
Just want to say I appreciate you guys doing the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. I listen to you guys every day. Actually met you, Dave, at Strong VW a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Haven't got to meet Deb yet, but anyway.
It's not that great.
No.
But thank you.
I look forward to it, for sure.
Oh, well, thank you.
She's awesome. You'll love Mina.
Usually I stay out of things and don't comment, but a story, actually there's a couple that I found. A school lunch lady in Pocatello fired for feeding a hungry kid. So from what I get, the little girl said she's hungry, she couldn't, and so the lady said, well, we'll figure it out, you know, go ahead and take the food. Her supervisor saw it, turned her in, and she was fired for it.
Now, took the food from where? From like a pantry thing or what?
From the school lunch line. I guess it's like $8 now to eat school lunch. I remember it was 80 cents in the 80s when I was going to school. But anyway, if the kid goes up there and can't afford the food and can't pay for it, they throw it away. Which is insane to me.
Right.
Probably a little more research on that part. But anyway, right. This is the greatest country in the world, and when we can't feed hungry kids, something's wrong. I mean, we got to figure that out.
It does make you scratch your head as to why, and you know, I don't know, are they trying to send across a message? But this lady loses her, job over something like that. And it goes on your, it's a black mark on your record. It'll show stuff like that, but then nobody will know the details, and so that might be tough for that person to go on and get another job, and it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. Something's got to change. Pocatello, I mean, it's not Salt Lake. I won't get into my political beliefs, but something's got to change, especially in where we can give millionaires and billionaires tax breaks and not feed little kids.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking this up, and it looks like it happened a while ago.
It might have been a while ago. Yeah, I just saw it this morning, and I was livid. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It said that she was fired for giving a student a free meal costing $1.70, but the school district offered her the job back after national outcry. She said she was terminated last week. This happened a while ago.
Right.
To a 12-year-old student who said she didn't have money for the meal. But she was eventually offered her job back because of public outcry.
Public outcry, right?
Yeah, right. Does it say if she accepted it? Did she take her job back, or just? I mean, it was offered, but does it go on to say that she actually said, "Hey, okay, all right, maybe appreciate you guys seeing my side. I'll come back." You know, or is see. It?
Doesn't really say. It doesn't really say. It just says the mayor and the city feel like this was an extremely unfortunate situation, but it doesn't say if she took her job back or not.
Interesting. What was your name again? Yeah.
My name is Jason.
All right.
I appreciate you guys listening to you every day, like I said, and love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, man. You too. Appreciate your comment. Wish I knew more details about it to kind of throw in a thought or two, but thanks for looking that up, Deb, and giving us a little insight on it. The rain's going to continue here. I think we already did, actually. We already did the weather. We already did everything. Let's go.
I think we're good.
Let's go into break, and we'll be right back. I wouldn't hesitate to try out Raising Cane's if you have not yet. They're popping up all over the place. Just one or two new locations, it seems like, a year. And, man, they do a good job. When they talk about chicken fingers, one love, that's what they do. They don't try to expand into a whole bunch of a bunch of different kinds of foods. They do one thing, and that is chicken fingers. And when you bite into the tender, juicy, fresh, never frozen, marinated chicken fingers, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. You're not going to get those stringy pieces. This is the top of the line stuff, and they go to great measures to make sure that you enjoy it. They also go to great measures to make sure that you get your meal fast and on time. In order to retain that quality of food, they cook to order. And you might think, well, if they cook to order, that's not going to happen very fast. It really does. They have got this thing down to a science. It moves quickly. Race on in to Raising Cane's. Make a pit stop there for lunch or dinner as soon as you can. Four-piece box combo or the six-piece Caniac are a couple of my faves. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Knew you were going to say that.
Saturday morning's coming around. Up, down. That is Morgan Wallen featuring FGL. And love that song. It's a good Friday song because even in the song, it talks about tomorrow being Saturday.
Yep.
You know?
Perfect.
It's awesome. I did this Zoom meeting. It was with a client. You and I, every once in a while, have to do that. You know,
right.
When we endorse for clients. And I told a joke during the Zoom meeting.
Okay.
And this was sort of the thing, and nobody laughed. And I'm like, so I'm not even remotely funny.
I get it. I get it. Remotely.
I know. Today is a lovely day to give out some cash, right?
It absolutely is.
Then let's announce our instant cash song of the day.
All right, Burn It Down by Parker McCollum. That's the song you're listening for. It's going to play this hour, 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours. Do the math. That's $1,000 in cash today.
$250. So, hold on a second.
Yeah, do the math, Dave.
$250 plus $250. Yeah, $1,000.
$500 and $750.
Yeah. And
$1,000. Yeah.
You're right.
You can win as many times as you can get through. Be caller Z385-292-1043. Doesn't matter if you won Disney tickets or concert tickets or Monster Jam tickets. You could still win the cash. So get your share of it. And like I said, in the next 59 minutes, that song's going to play sometime.
Yeah. And you just never know. It might play at 7:59.
We could. We could hold you hostage the entire hour and then play it.
Or it could be coming up next. You just never know, right?
Yep.
All right. Then, in addition to that, let's kind of also just remind you of just a couple other things. And that is George Strait tickets on the line.
Yeah, 7:15 if you have yesterday's Straight to George phrase that pays. And your caller's E, you're going to win tickets to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium.
All right, let's put right on. Deborah, where was that accident again?
I didn't hear. I don't know. It's Burn It Down by Parker McCollum.
Now, I actually could have told you that okay, this 13th, time around.
I listened this time. 13th South and State Street.
You got it, Dave.
Yes.
Woo!
It doesn't happen very often. No.
Which direction?
Westbound.
I'm impressed, dude.
That's
wow.
Now, don't ask me any other questions because I don't know about that. Thanks, Lee.
You bet.
Rain continues today and into tonight and even into tomorrow for a good portion of it. Rain in the valley, snow in those upper elevations. I don't think we're going to have to worry too much unless you are above the 6,500-foot elevation. And then you're going to start seeing anywhere from, a couple of inches and then the super high elevations. Places like, you know, Snowbird and stuff could see up to 16, 18 inches of new snow out of this. So it'll help a little bit with the snowpack and the rain desperately needed down here in the valley. It's nice. So turn off your sprinklers. Conserve water, Deb. And get ready because the cooler temperatures are going to put us into the 50s here for today and tomorrow. 56 today and 51 for tomorrow.
48 and cloudy downtown.
Jared Neiman and doing the donkey song. Give a little donkey a hand. It is Friday. That officially kicks off we like to play the donkey song on Fridays.
Somebody said there are so many better Friday songs. This one is just so stupid.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Noted.
It's Arbor Day.
Save the trees.
Yes, it is Arbor Day today. Happy National Pretzel Day as well. Let's see if we can't piss somebody off by talking about pretzels. Okay. I'm sure we can.
All right.
I'm
sure we can. I know we can.
Happy National Pretzel Day. It's been a thing since Pennsylvania declared it a holiday in 2003. But pretzels themselves date back to actually the 7th century.
Lots of pretzel places have deals today, including the two big ones. Here's how to score a free pretzel today.
Auntie Anne's is giving you free pretzels, but you have to be a rewards member and order through their app, which we have seen now. Nothing's free anymore. You got to sign up and do stuff. It seems like you just got to roll with it, which I get. It's a marketing thing. If they're saying, hey, look, we're going to ask you to jump through a little bit of a hoop. Download our app and order it there. You can get one free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel. No purchase necessary if you do that at Auntie Anne's. And aren't those mainly in the malls?
I think so. What malls are left?
Yeah.
Wetzel's Pretzels has free pretzels starting at 3 p.m. Just walk in and get one. No questions asked. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, and they prefer calling it National Wetzel Day.
It's kind of moist outside. It's a little Wetzel outside, too.
Wetzel.
If two pretzels in one day isn't enough, today.com has a list of more pretzel deals that you can take advantage of as well. Hey, do you wash your clothes when you buy them new before you wear them?
Sometimes, always underwear and sometimes other stuff like...
Probably usually just
underwear, but yeah. Everything else I probably just wear it.
You know, because there's something when it has that brand new look.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and if you wash it one time, then you're gonna lose out on some of those creases and pleats and things that you're like look so crisp and clean and brand new.
And you only get it once. You only get that once, so you don't want to just wash it away.
They did a poll. They said people were asked if they washed newly bought clothes before wearing them, and about half, 51% of the people said nope. I'm in that category. Don't ever really wash anything.
What about underwear?
No.
No?
No, you just slip that sucker out and and put them on. The other 49%, yeah, they do. So it's pretty closely split.
Some people explained their answers. The people that said yes, you don't know how many people have handled that item of clothing.
Yeah, but who cares? It's your junkle area, and you know what I mean? It's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, you get somebody's that handled that underwear.
You might get the fungus, Dave.
Yeah.
Judy was sewing up your jockey shorts and had the fungus.
Is that how you catch the gay?
No.
Maybe it's spread by...
No, you're totally safe.
Because maybe somebody
The
manufacturer line touched it, and that's, I think, how you catch the gay. All right, no, I should, but it's all... This is a no answer. No, I should, but it's all downhill after that first wash. They'll never be the same, which is true. Yeah.
Somebody that answered yes said if they're bought in the store, but no if they're bought online and come in sealed product packaging.
Hmm. Another yes answer says, but only the undergarments and bathing suits, which is what you were talking
about. That's me. Yes, if it's in direct contact with my skin, otherwise no.
Which is basically undergarments, underwear. Right? I mean, you know. I guess you could wear a long sleeve shirt or something like I have on today. You know, one of those. This indirect contact, but I'm still not going to wash it. I bought a brand new sweatshirt. It's a zip up hoodie. Okay. Would you wash that? It's actually, you know, I mean, use it as kind of like a light jacket over your clothes.
Might, because I prefer fleece stuff to be washed first. Is it fleece?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Okay.
I wore it yesterday. It was that gray thing.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to wash the new out, you know.
That's what that person said. It's all downhill after the first wash.
Here's another yes. I always find new shirts to be itchy if I haven't washed them.
Okay. Somebody else has said yes because they have chemicals on them for storage and excess dye that should be washed off first.
Man, there's a lot of stuff that I really don't want to know. It's kind of like what you list off the ingredients of a hot dog.
Right.
Like, don't tell me because I still love hot dogs. Here's a no answer, but I let them air for a few days before I start actually wearing them.
Okay. Somebody else said no. Your skin is an excellent barrier for any bad stuff, which might happen to be on the garment.
There you go. And then another yes answer. I saw it on an episode of House, except socks. Nothing stretches over my feet as nicely as a new, never been washed sock.
All right. The House clip is from 2005. In it, a patient almost dies because they're new bootleg pants are contaminated with a toxin.
Which I was going to bring that up, and my computer is giving me an issue here. but this is, you know, that's why. Ah, fudge. All right, never mind.
Dang it.
All right, stuff happens. Seems like it's been a Monday every day this week with things going on. Okay, before we jump into our traffic, we're now going to have you call our number to get in. Now, George Strait went ahead and recorded this for us.
It was very nice.
385-292-1043.
That's the number you call to win George Strait tickets.
385-292-1043. Check yes on that one. Call us. Give us the Straight to George phrase that pays from yesterday. And you're going to win tickets to see George Little Big Town and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium.
Glad I'm not the only one confused.
Come enjoy Hale Center Theater's May We All. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Wait, did you just say Keith Urban?
Yeah.
I did.
I don't know if I want to sit by you tonight.
might get drool on you, Deb.
Yep.
Are we sitting together?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not in charge of this. We were just told to go and show now,
Dave,
up.
Do you want to sit by me?
Not necessarily, no? I'm kind of hoping that we, you know, are separate, clear on the other side of the theater from each other. We can wave at each other every once in a while.
Probably
all right,
close all together. Right.
Yeah,
watch.
But it's Hug an Australian Day today. So, speaking of which, I might as well, when Keith Urban comes on, I'll...
You could pretend.
Stand up and give him a little hug, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could always send him my corny picture I have, hugging Nicole, and Keith is in the background looking at me kind of strangely.
As we all do.
It's kind of a... is it creepy? It's kind of creepy. Anyway, hugging Australian Day today. We've already determined you might not want to hug in the down under. You just talk like that.
We got some comments on clothes. Sure, you're supposed to wash stuff first, but there's nothing better than new socks. Carolyn Sorrells, you should wash all your clothes. You need to look up the chemicals that are on them. That seeps into your skin if you don't wash them.
But may I just kind of throw this in? I've never died.
You may, Dave.
I mean, I haven't died. I haven't gone into the hospital. I haven't got a horrendous...
You don't really know why you were in the hospital last time. Maybe it's because you didn't wash your clothes.
I'm sure that's it. That's got to be it.
Somebody said, yes, I can't stand the smell of machine oils. I work in clothing manufacturing. You'd be surprised how many people don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. Packaged or not, it's a good idea to wash before wearing. Many years ago, I used to not wash my clothes after I first bought them. That I put on a shirt and left driving down the street, I smelled a bad odor. It was on the shirt. I turned right around, went back home, and changed my clothes. Ever since, I've washed my clothes before I wear them. Yeah. I always wash clothes when I get them. This has been because my mom told me that if you don't, they can have microscopic bugs on them that eat your skin. Cody Casto that says, that's how I caught the gay. I've never washed my new underwear. Thanks, Dave.
I knew it. I knew that's what happened.
Us girls have to be more careful, Dave. Boys don't have the same thing to worry about with new clothes.
Yeah.
Supposedly, you could get fecal fungus just by going swimming. Ashley Goddard said, always wash. They smell like store.
But sometimes that's not so bad. They smell like store. You know what I mean? Nate Smith and Bulletproof on the Z. Happy Friday, y'all. All right. Let's see if we can get somebody on the phone that could take their to-do list of winning George Strait tickets and check, yes, I won them, or no, I didn't. Who is this?
Rebecca,
your caller Z. Now you're halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca, do you have yesterday's phrase that pays?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
Don't tell us. Whatever.
The first word, the tongue twister for me. Amarillo by 6:37.
Yes, Amarillo by 6:37. That's pretty early in the morning.
Yeah.
But Rebecca, you are correct. You are going to see George Strait. All right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Dang, that's also coupled with Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town. Should be a triple threat show right there for you. Rebecca,
yeah, I'm excited. Thank you.
Do you win very often on the station?
Maybe every few months.
All right. We're going to do this.
I actually got the secret sound.
Oh, you got the mystery sound?
Yep, the dishwasher.
Oh, nice. How much did you win?
$300.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, now you
got to buy some drinks at the show.
Yeah, two drinks.
All right. All right. Hold on. We'll get your information, and we're going to do another Straight to George phrase that pays starting at 8 o'clock for Monday morning, 7:15 giveaway.
Right on, Rebecca. Just give everybody a big holler out there as to what radio station gives you the most winning and concert tickets.
Z104 with Deb and Dave.
Right on. Thank you much.
Quick update. I'm Lee West.
Okay, very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rain continues today, tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday and the rest of the week next week. Looking pretty decent. However, it's dropping our temperatures. We've done the roller coaster thing here. We've been around 80, and now we're into the 50s. About a 25-degree change. 56 today, and we're looking at 51 on Saturday, tomorrow. But then we will be just mostly sunny and back to 62 by Sunday.
47 and cloudy downtown.
Weather is brought to you by Axio Auto.
Yes, it is. Well, Axio Automotive, Axio Auto grand opening is going on now at all 8 locations with over 1,000 used vehicles in stock. Go to axioauto.com.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, David.
What are we doing at 7:30? All right. We got 8 o'clock. We've got 28 minutes away from our morning shout outs. That's giving you a fair little warning. Call or text. Now call at 8 o'clock. But if you want to get in the morning shout outs, you need to be texting our text line, and that'll get you into the morning shout outs at 8 o'clock.
385-292-1043.
There you go. Plus, at 8 o'clock, like we mentioned just a minute ago, we'll give out that first word in the George Strait phrase that pays, and a chance for you to win tickets there as well.
Hey, it's getting warmer. Summer's on the way, and we've got pool parties to look forward, maybe some beach vacations, summer outfits, shorts, tank tops, things like that. Maybe we don't love trying to get into summer shape so much. There's one UGG way to lose the fat in inches, one easy way. Now, the UGG way, you hire a trainer, you starve yourself, and you hit the gym every day for who knows how long. Or you can do it the easy way in a day at Sono Bello in one visit. You're summer ready. Sono Bello is the national leader in a remarkable fat removing procedure. It's called micro laser fat removal. You can say hello, summer. Goodbye fat in inches, because in one visit, muffin tops, tummy fat, thigh fat, bra rolls, arm fat, knee fat, gone permanently. And Sono Bello's spring savings event is on right now. So hurry and schedule your free consultation. Go in and talk to them. You won't believe how affordable it is, and you can look great now and pay later. And here's how to do it. Just go to sonobello.com/radio. That's Sono, BELLO.com/radio, sonobello.com/radio.
Parker McCollum, Burn It Down, and the Z, burning through money and cash like crazy. Morning, your caller Z.
Yes!
Yes, who is this?
Who is this?
This is Chantel.
Chantel, you got through with caller Z. You're in the money.
Yeah! I've been trying so much.
Well, you did it, and you can do it again and again and again, okay?
All right.
Pretty cool.
Heck yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
She's spending $250.
Yard work.
Yard work. All right. Well, you can buy a new rake or whatever, okay?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That works out pretty good, doesn't it? What have you been waiting to buy thinking, gosh, what would I do with some cash?
Oh, I don't know. I'm ready to get my garden going, so maybe some new garden stuff.
There you go. Go buy $250 worth of tomatoes.
Perfect.
This weekend. No. tell me your name again.
Chantel.
All
right. Congratulations.
And, congratulations on that. And a big old scream and shout out for the station that gives you the most money.
Yes, Z104.
Woo!
Can you say cha-ching? Okay.
Cha-ching. Stations and over 1,000 RVs in stock. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're an expert at hairballs. give us the sound that your cat makes when it has a hairball, trying to cough up a hairball.
It's like... Something like that.
Oh, that's good. That's different than I thought it would be.
Actually started out, and then it's like, then it went to a tiger, and then it went to a pig. And
it almost if you watch it, it's like they almost dislocate their jaw. That's what it looks like. Because it's like a violent thing for a cat.
How often?
It's weird. And then they do it, and you're just like, that was it?
Much ado about nothing.
Right.
Exactly. It's not like it's huge.
I mean, can you count on it like once a month?
Oh, yeah, usually.
Yeah, at it's least. Just like menstruation.
Just like, right.
Hairball is just like menstruation.
It just every 28 days. How much fur they ingest.
Sorry, it's Fluffy's week.
Yeah. It's hairball week.
It's very nice, though, because they have like a little pad thingy, and he usually tries to get to the pad.
Really?
Oh, what a good kitty.
He is a good kitty.
That is a good cat. Well, it's Hairball Awareness Day today.
Today's show is brought to you by National Hairball Awareness Day. Cats, interrupting your good night's sleep by hacking up a collection of dead hair and digestive juices since the dawn of time. Ask your insomnia if hairballs are right for you.
All right, what percentage of Americans think that we should have a seven-day work week?
Zero, I would hope.
People in radio? We'll talk about it coming up.
No.
And also 10 things that everyone does but nobody talks about. Luke Combs, Z104.
And we're the wild things on.
And something that's going to be kind of crazy, and that is, and was kind of crazy, and that is when somebody opened up an Amazon box, there was a cat inside.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
Oh boy, Utah couple right here in our very own state.
Thrilled to be reunited with their cat Galena, who mysteriously disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for her, even put signs up in the neighborhood.
Turned out Galena didn't run away. Couple shipped her to Amazon.com.
Now, Galena loves hiding in boxes. She was inside a box of work boots that was later packed up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon.
These feel a little bit heavier than normal. Yeah. The cat was in the box for 6 days without food and water before.
Now, do you know what was funny? I saw the box, and the work boots that were being returned were cat brand.
No way.
Caterpillar? Yes.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, anyway, they were, before being discovered, after 6 days without the food and water, an Amazon employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat, she took her to the vet, who scanned her microchip, and thank goodness she was chipped.
Galena's owner, Carrie Clark, says she was stunned to get a call that Galena had traveled from Utah to California, and it took her a little while to process what had actually happened.
And then she went ahead and traveled to California to get her. Thankfully, she's recovering without any serious issues, although it's a very good idea that she was found when she was. Because, I mean, obviously, without six food for 6 days and no water as well. Which kind of gives me an idea now that I could leave Keno.
Oh, Dave.
When we go on vacation.
You're going to ship Keno to Amazon?
Well, but no.
By the time
saying,
you got back, you got him back?
I'm just saying that I could. This goes to prove that if we just left for a week and left the nobody.
Oh, that he'd be okay?
Yeah, no food, no water.
I don't think dogs are as scrappy as cats.
Yeah.
Dogs need more care
I'm
than cats.
Yeah.
I know.
But yeah.
Several lucky breaks helped the story have a happy ending. Galena was in a big box. They weren't just shipping one pair of boots. There were five pairs inside because they were doing Amazon's Try Before You Buy program.
Also, the weather wasn't too hot or too cold, which also helped. The box was partially split open at one seam, allowing the cat to get enough air to breathe.
And coincidentally, Brandy, the Amazon worker in California, knows all about cats and even rescues cats on the side.
Oh, wow. So everything.
Yes.
Everything came together in this cat's
Somebody
favor.
Somebody said, of course the husband didn't know the cat was in there.
Sure. Honey, I had no idea. Not at all. Well, there you go. Just goes to prove that that cat still has 8 more lives. Now, it gets you thinking about what kind of, like, if you were to make a movie about something like this, here are the top 5 titles for a movie about a cat that was accidentally mailed to Amazon.com.
All right.
How about That Gone Cat?
Okay.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
Scratch Me If You Can.
Okay.
Puss in Box.
That's my favorite.
and the final title for a cat accidentally mailed to Amazon.com, Hissin' Possible. Hissin' Impossible. There we go. Hissin' Impossible.
Oh, those are good.
Hey, You're over there eating some nuts, I noticed.
I got my some trail mix.
Yeah, you do. And I got thinking about this. What nuts are the angriest?
Oh, now, wait just a minute. Peanuts, cashews, Brazil nuts, almads.
Pistachios.
Pistachios!
They're the angriest nut is the pistachio.
Of course it is.
And also, you know, my wife told me she's making trail mix, speaking of which, without M&Ms and raisins. And I told her, man, that's just nuts. Ah, there you go. Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Still some rain today, tonight, tomorrow, clearing up by Saturday night, and pretty decent for Sunday. We'll hit the temperatures into the 50s for the next couple of days and then into the 60s for Sunday and Monday and right back to the 70s as we start into the middle of next week. So typical spring-like stuff here in Utah, and we could use this moisture as much as we can get, water up the lawns, and this is really going to green up the valley at a rapid pace, or a much quicker pace, because it's sure been beautiful to see the buds and the flowers on the trees. No, that's not the right way to say it. The flowers aren't on the trees. Is it flowers
on trees? Yeah, there's flowers on trees.
They bud, and then they do that little pretty thing, and then the petals all fall all over the place.
It's pretty, but some of them are really stinky.
And some are stinky. I have a stinky one.
Nasty.
Yeah. I have a stinky one here at work and at home. And, I was just looking outside. We do have some, you know, just beautiful surroundings here in Utah. I can't say enough about it. It's a beautiful.
Right now, it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
Well,
First of all, let's shout out our George Strait keyword.
Oh, yes, that's right.
For a Monday morning.
Absolutely. The keyword is?
Right. R-I-G-H-T. Right.
Okay. Write in a different way that down.
Yeah.
W-R-I-T-E. Write that down. R-I-G-H-T. Write is the first word of the five that you need to know. We'll do another one at 11, another one at 1, and one at 3, and again at 5. That makes up all five words, and it's the straight to George phrase that pays. 7:15, Monday morning, be caller Z. You're heading off to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, all in concert, June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Big shout out to my oldest boy, Tony.
Oh, His birthday is going.
It's going to be on Sunday, and so we got to do a little early shout out since it'll be over the weekend. So a shout out to you, son, and love you to death, DJ Thunder. He is much more talented and such a great son. And today he's my favorite child.
Okay.
Or Sunday he'll be my favorite child as well. So a big shout out to you. Love you.
Well, my favorite person today is our boss, Don Hilton. It's his birthday today.
Oh, suck up. It is.
Don, couldn't love you more, and hope you have a very fabulous birthday.
I'm pretty sure I love you morest.
Okay. And then we have, let's see. Oh, where did that go?
That's it.
Yes. What's today?
The 26th. Okay. You know, remember Don's birthday? Right. Yes. Remember?
Yeah. We want to wish Amy Boatwright the happiest birthday today. We hope you have the most amazing day. Love from Holly and Curtis. I had to find the email.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave and Deb, I'd like to shout out to the Payson Fire Department for their service. This is Chad from Santaquin. Shout out to my grandma for being the strongest woman I know. Love you from Reynolds. Please wish a happy birthday to the sweetest, smartest, almost 12-year-old. We love you, Jessa. Big shout out to Kiara June. She starts her kindergarten math test today. She'll do great. Don't be nervous, Kiara. You got this. Shout out to my oldest brother, Adam Kersey. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. Love you. Sean Harlow. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Rebecca. She's getting married tomorrow, but she'll always be my baby girl. Love you 3000, Becca. On a side note, it's a song request. Shout out to my mom for letting me use her phone this morning. I got caller T and Y, Peyton Oliver.
Ooh.
Your mom, she's got that lucky phone.
Holy quick dial.
Congratulations to Sarah graduating from SUU from Tom. Happy birthday, Josh Anderson and JD Laws from Tom. Jana Ogard, I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, Heather. She's graduating with her bachelor's in respiratory therapy. It was a long road. You worked your butt off. We're so freaking proud of you. Love, Mom and B. I want to shout out to my beautiful wife, Alicia Jones. Happy birthday, sexy. Love from Jordy.
Oh, you're just trying to get a little something. Hey, but if it
isn't
works.
Isn't everybody?
Yes.
Happy birthday
to my
stepdad, Jared. Hope he has a great day from Dylan Anderson. Shout out to Deb. Get yourself a bike tomorrow on your day off. Oh, I want to shout out to Scott List, the salesman at Young Power Sports.
Okay.
I went and looked at the Indian Scouts yesterday. That's a lot of bike. I almost tipped over. The Indian Scout guy was there with the 2025 model, and I almost seriously tipped it over in the parking lot.
Oh, but you have your motorcycle license, remember?
Scott said, if you break, you buy. So I'm rethinking. It's a lot of bike.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I can handle it, but I'm still thinking about getting an Indian Scout.
Which sort of surprises me, too, because you're all solid muscle.
I know, right? You know?
I don't tip it over. Don't understand why you couldn't hold it up.
I know, right? Megan Andrus, I'm late, but shout out to my daughter KK for winning Rockstar of the School. You're a Rockstar. Love, Mom and Dad. Want to give a shout out to my pillow because it was so comfy. Shout out to my grandma for listening and helping me get the George Strait words. Love you bunches from Taylin. Shout out to Goff Construction, best company in the valley. Shout out to the U.S. Army from Josh Klein. Can I get a birthday shout out? My birthday's tomorrow, Cassidy Cup. And shout out to Brigden. I love you, buddy.
Love it on the phone. Who is this?
Oh, it's Justin from Magnus.
You got a shout out, dude?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the old lady for making me cup Joe ready to go, you know?
You're all ready to roll. A good one. Getting a little squishy this weekend, I'm sure.
I hope so.
All right. Well, good for
I'm
you.
I'm always going to try.
We all do.
Yeah, try.
Report back Monday, right? Happy weekend to you. Thanks a lot, dude.
Yep. Love you.
All
bye.
Right, love you. Bye.
Let's see. We have shout out to April Watkins, Lori Cota, Shalise Willette, Marty Callahan, Cindy Jakes, Nick Broughton, Kaylee Peterson, Kurt Kraft, and anybody else that's having a birthday today. Happy, happy birthday.
You've had a birthday, listener, dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z.
This is not headline news. Today is Arbor Day. Fun fact, if you wait till tomorrow, you can get Arbor Day candy 50% off. Taylor Swift's new album has already been streamed a billion times. Justin Timberlake's new album has already been used as a drink coaster. Donnie Wahlberg says he and Jenny McCarthy sleep on FaceTime when they're apart, especially when the Wi-Fi is spotty in his brother's shadow. And Billie Eilish says she's never been a happy person, which is like Vladimir Putin saying he doesn't take criticism well. This is not headline news.
It's Morgan Wallen featuring Ernest.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
And a song simply titled
Cowgirls.
Yeehaw. Ride 'em. Cowboy.
Did Deb do her homework at the dental office yesterday? Yes. It doesn't matter if you brush with hot or cold. It's preference.
Okay.
And you should not swish after you brush. You should let the toothpaste do a little more of its work in your mouth.
Okay. So that's what you do. That part of it that you do, right?
Yeah.
You leave a little bit of toothpaste film. You don't rinse after.
I don't. And I don't like brushing with hot.
I brush with hot and I rinse. So I guess I do everything wrong.
No, you can brush with hot. It's fine.
Either way. That's true. Either way. You can go that way. All right. And speaking of list, here are 10 things that everybody does, but we really never talk about.
What's a common human experience no one discusses for some reason? Something we've all done but don't talk about? Well, someone, of course, put together a list on BuzzFeed. How many of these things have you experienced?
Now, I don't think there's any particular order on this list. We'll just start here at the top. When you get a call from a weird number and immediately Google it.
Now, I have a friend.
I don't do that.
And I can send him any phone number and he can seriously, and maybe this is easy. I've just tried to do it. Had no luck. He can tell me who it is. And I think where they live.
Does he work at the phone office or
no,
what's the deal?
No. He works in radio.
It's just a normal person. And do they subscribe to a service?
I don't know, but I love it because I'm like, who said that I was sturdy?
Yeah.
Okay, when your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, but you walk to your first gate anyway, just to make sure it's there.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I do not want to miss my flight. I don't want to stop and eat. I will eat if there's something right by the gate.
Yeah.
But very rarely do I eat in a restaurant.
I don't know
at
what
the
it
airport.
Is. I don't know what it is about our psyche in airports, but I totally agree with that one right there. And that is, even if you have like an hour before they even start boarding, you know, you've got time to stop at Wendy's or whatever that's in the airport, stop into a Chili's. You know, you've got time to do that, but you go, I got to get to the gate.
I got to get to the gate. Make sure everything's okay. And they know I'm coming.
Yep. And then you get to the gate and it's like, everything's on time.
Yep. And you just sit there and look at everybody else.
Yeah. We're going to board in an hour and a half.
Yep.
And so at that point, then you start making three trips over to the Newsweek stand.
You're getting your a Coke, you're getting your some Bugles.
Yep.
You're getting your a crossword book, and then you've got to go pee-pee.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you kill the hour before you got to get on the plane.
You do. So you never eat a decent meal other than maybe buy a yogurt or a sandwich along the way. All right, here's the next one, that you're breathing fine until you lie down and one nostril immediately closes up. I do have those sides. Now, do you rotate sides? If I sleep on a side, sometimes if it'll get clogged up, so I'll roll to the other side, and there is such a good feeling when that starts to drain.
But
to
it's
the other
very
side,
momentary, you know? Because then the other side just blocks again.
Yeah, but it's for a moment.
For a moment.
For a very small window.
It's like ecstasy.
Yeah.
And then you're all clogged up again. One pocket holds your phone. The other holds everything else. You do not put stuff in your phone pocket.
No.
Yeah, that's true for me.
It is.
These are weird little things I've never thought about.
It's true, but mine's the left rear.
Mine's the right rear.
Okay.
For my phone.
So we could actually smack into each other.
And not hurt each other's phone. Yeah, let's try it at Hell Center Theater tonight.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. Did you see those two radio people show up and they bump backsides just to make sure their phones were okay? When you swallow water in a weird way, and there's that excruciating pain in your chest, then it finally goes away.
That doesn't happen very often, but it seriously feels like a knife.
Or like somebody just punched you right smack in the
chest.
It
really hurts.
And I don't know what the deal is. I guess that's part of your esophagus or the little flapper things that close and open. And so the one that you breathe in, but then one got confused, and then you breath, you know.
And I will do this next one every single time. When you need something at the grocery store, but somebody's standing in front of it, you pretend to shop for something else until they move.
Yeah, you do.
I am not going to say, excuse me. I am not going to stick my arm through there and try to grab that spaghetti sauce. I'm just going to be looking for other stuff.
At what point, though? Like, how long is the waiting period?
I mean, if it's a couple minutes, yeah. I'm going to have to, what I probably would do is go get my other stuff and come back.
Are you kidding me without saying it?
I am not going to ask somebody to move at the grocery store.
No way.
I'm not.
No way.
No, yeah.
Oh, because I've had people stand there and they'll look at ingredients. They stand there at the bread and they'll look at expiration dates, which is all just fine. It's just that they are totally oblivious to that there's anybody else in the world. They're the only person there.
Absolutely.
And nobody else needs anything. Especially when they leave their cart in the middle of the aisle, too, as well. And you can't even get around them. You're like, hello. The remote goes missing. And you're convinced that somebody else is sitting on it even after they check.
Could you look? I know it's right there. Could you look one more time?
Could you stand up for the fourth time? Because I think it's right there.
When you keep thinking there's a bug on your neck, but it's just the tag on your shirt.
I did that yesterday. I ended up leaving a tag on one of the shirts, the price tag, and I forgot about it. And I kept going, what the crap? That satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops. And then your hearing increases by 50%.
Hey, I can hear again.
Yeah, I love that with the elevation changes too. I do it manually. I don't wait for it to automatically do it. I'll plug my nose and then blow the air gently out through my ears And I say gently because I think that'll screw you up. I think you can bust some stuff. if you just blow like crazy.
When you walk into a store, you go in, they don't have it. When you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting, even though you're not.
Yes.
Like, I'm really not. That thought goes through my head. I'm really not taking anything.
Yeah. I'll do that at a Maverick or something or some kind of a convenience store. And you walk in and they don't have, they're all out of your fountain drink or they're all out of whatever it is that you're shopping for. And especially when you have the little bit cooler months and you've got a jacket on, you got your hands in your pocket and you're like, I feel like I've already shoplifted by the time I walk out of there.
With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. That's how you say appreciate it. Appreciate. You just leave the A off because it's a lot easier to say.
It saves a lot of time.
Appreciate.
It's a time saver.
Yes, it is. We're looking at rain today and tomorrow, and then we'll clear up there by Sunday and then all of next week. As far as we can see here, we're going to jump right back up into the 70s by about Wednesday of next week. In the meantime, 50s, 56 today, 51 tomorrow, and then we'll hit 62 by Sunday.
Right now it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for taking us along with you on your Friday morning commute. And we have Dump It or Dig It coming up after the break.
We have a new song from Lee Bryce. It's been a while since we had a new single from him. He's getting a little help from Nate Smith and Haley Witters. We'll play it for you, see what you think. And somebody's going to win tickets for Country Jam Colorado. See artists like Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum. Go to countryjam.com for details and tickets.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by our great friends at Baku E-Bikes.
On 903-2514 for details.
Suzanne on the line with Calitrin. Happy Friday to you. And everybody getting to wanting to get stocked up on the Calitrin because you've got that biggest sale of the year right now.
Yes, we do. We have the buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy ten, get ten. However many you buy, you get that many free. And now's a great time. You know, you want to look good. You want to feel good. Summer's here. We've been around for over 27 years with Calitrin. Drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interact with medications no matter what you're taking. So many benefits. I take it for the arthritis, for sleep. Call today. Get yours on the way. Buy three, get three. Buy four, get four. Free shipping. And we have the easy pay plan at no extra charge. 1-800-325-4366, or you can visit us on the web, toploss.com.
Man, get stocked up. It has a good shelf life as well, so this is the good time of the year to do it. Jump on this sale. If you're looking for collagen, you've got Calitrin. Suzanne, where do we go?
Toploss.com.
Happy weekend.
Same to you.
All right,
y'all
love you, bye.
Weekend. Love you,
thank
bye.
You, bye.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes, and good to hear from Lee Bryce again.
Lee Bryce said, the story behind Drinking Buddies is so cool. I got pitched this song by a friend who has pitched me some really great songs in the past. I was listening to the song. I stopped right in the middle, and I said, I am cutting this song. And my buddy was like, well, who you want as the girl in it? And he said, what do you mean a girl? I hadn't even heard the second verse. It ended up being the coolest part of the song. He says the camaraderie between the guys and girls instead of just a duet or something about love or heartbreak, it turned out so fun. Whenever I got to get Nate on it and Haley on it, it made it come to life. We had a great time shooting the video, and we are super excited about this song. So we want to know what you think. Drinking Buddies featuring Haley Witters and Nate Smith. It's a new song from Lee Bryce. Text us 385-292-1043, Dump It or Dig It. Somebody's going to win two wristbands to Country Jam Colorado. See artists like Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum. Go to countryjam.com for all the details.
Sweet. And it's just as sweet to call, too, if you want to vote that way at the same number that you would text. So call the studio. Let us know what you think about it. Lee Bryce on our Dump It or Dig It.
Hey!
That's it right there for you. Lee Bryce featuring Haiti Witters and Nate Smith on that one. And it is called Drinking Buddies. We want to know what you think about it. Safely call or text and let us know.
Let's see. We've got...
It's definitely a Friday song. It feels like a good Friday song.
Winter Reba Toronto says Dig It's got a really good beat. Any song Lee sings is awesome. Love it. I love it. It's Hump It All the Way. This is Teresa McGavin. Lee Bryce has always been a bit whiny for me, but this is a fresh breath of air from him, and I dig it. Dig It. David Baer, love this song. Trent Diedrichson, digging it. Esther Christian, love it. Definite dig. Christy Kelling, fun Friday song, dig it. Russ Skeen, I like it. Good sound and lyrics for sure. Skylar Gardner, dig. Good summertime vibes. What a great song for summer camping. Dig it. Jeanette Kendall, dig it. Hey Dave, too late. I don't know what that means, but. Drinking Buddies, our fun buddies, Cherie McCluskey. Aaron Bremer, great song. Dig it. Dig it so much. Shalise, dig it. Everyone needs a drinking buddy. Sounds good. Keep it. Love it. Dig It, great song for summer. Kathy Hulse, Tanya Rigby, Jana Ogard, dig it. I love Lee Bryce so much. The song is the best. Brenda Wanless, love me some Lee Bryce, digging it. Kenny Clark is digging it. Joel Hare says, dig it, super fun. Misty Dalton, digging it.
Off the phone, who is this?
Hi, this is Wayne.
And what do you think?
You know what? I love that. We got to have that for the Dave and Deb's prom. Boy, I tell you.
That is a good one. Drinking Buddies. Yeah, heck yeah.
We'll throw that request to DJ Thunder.
DJ Thunder will probably spin that one. All right.
Thanks, dude.
We'll see.
All right, love you, bye.
Constance Gokaritz, I'll dig it. I love Lee Bryce. Donna says, awesome song, dig it. Jalen Edwards, digging it. Michelle Garrett says, dig it. Aaron Sanzini, Amber Allen, Robin, Joyce Jacobson, Jessica J, Jesse Holmes, Crystal Heath, Adrienne, Kelly Hampton, Shelly Anderson, Zane Beener, Charlotte Lyman, Becky Lindsay, Andrea Christensen, Cynthia Kersey, Heather Miller, Summer Andreasen, Holly Freestone. Nope. I don't like the country crap sound. Stay in your country lane. Tanner Harrison, dig it. Ashley Johnston, dig it. Lee Can Do No Wrong. What a fun summer song. Dig it. Happy Friday, y'all, from Jason Weiss. I'm going to say 95.5.
Yeah, did pretty well, right?
Drinking Buddies featuring Haley Witters and Nate Smith on that one.
Let's roll the music. When the music stops, Deb will pick a winner for Country Jam tickets.
Zachary. No last name on that, but Zachary, it is a 385-222 number. I will text you, and we'll get these Country Jam tickets to you. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It Monday morning, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
I think that's what Zach Wilson goes by, Zachary.
Zachary?
So I'm sure he was trying to win the tickets.
Probably was.
Because he's a little bit closer to home now. Hey, did you catch this? USC quarterback Caleb Wilson. Williams, sorry. Now I got Wilson on the brain. And actually, I think there's some, I know it's just rumors, but, you know, they were saying that they might give Zach Wilson the same jersey that Russell Wilson had, the same number. So not everybody has to go out and buy a new jersey.
Oh.
For Denver Broncos.
It'll say Wilson on back, just like it would have with Russell. Right. That's perfect.
Caleb Williams was the one that was picked first by the Chicago Bears last night in the NFL draft. He's actually already looking forward to getting to play with next year's top overall draft pick. You know, but who would have, how about that? It's the second round today, and it'll be kind of fun to see as the college football best players hope to get drafted by the NFL. Meanwhile, community college football players are said to be fleeing to Canada.
Our friend sent us a picture of her boys watching the draft last night. My friend said, is there a draft? What's going on?
Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. And you can elevate your adventure again with their extended sale on the Adventure Bundle. It is going to be for a limited time, and this could go away at any moment. So with the purchase of any new e-bike, you'll be able to get that top cargo bag, two side bags. I like to call them the saddle bags, but they're pannier bags. The Baku tent, trail side repair kit, value of $600. And jump on that. It's a game changer, man. If you've never tried an e-bike from Baku, industry leader in elite fat tire electric bikes, you will absolutely be sold. BAKCOU, Baku.com.
Of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC 2024. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, right on. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We are going to head over to the 2 News Weather Center right now. Weather is brought to you by Any Hour Services. We got Sean Kelly in, sitting in for Lindsay Storrs. Good morning, and hey, Sean.
Morning, Sean.
Hey, guys. We've got some heavy rain moving in, periods of thunderstorms as well, and mountain snow. We'll see high temperatures today into the 50s. That heavy rain continues into the day on Saturday, with it finally drying out as we get into Sunday, warming back up quite a bit as well. Back into the 60s we go. I'm meteorologist Sean Kelly. Tune in for the updated First Alert Forecast on KUTV 2 News.
Thank you, Sean. It's 48 and cloudy downtown. Weather brought to you by Any Hour Services. Helping with electrical, plumbing, heating, and air needs, call them at 801-443-7400, or you can schedule online at anyhourservices.com. Nobody helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Got Jason Silva on the line from Prestige Men's Health, and we just did a list a minute ago, Jason, where it was the top 10 things that everybody does but never talks about. And this is a subject that is kind of like, is it taboo, sort of, ish? Like, nobody wants to admit that their body is changing. And as the years go on, we start to blame ourselves. We start thinking that it's all our fault if we can't perform when it comes to intimacy. Jason, tell us how we can change all that.
Yeah, you got that exactly right. The hardest thing about the treatments that we do is coming in and talking about it. The acoustic wave therapy uses high-frequency, low-intensity sound waves to increase blood flow. We're activating dormant cells and repairing aged blood vessels. The procedure is completely painless. You can walk out on your own two legs, go about the rest of your day normally. This is something that we can fix. The pills are not fixing it. It's just putting a Band-Aid on it, expecting something to function later that will not. We have the ability to take care of this very easy and simply.
And really, the hardest thing, so to speak, sorry about that, but it really is just making that call. Just getting that free consultation. It's not like they're asking for anything other than just, why not go in and just be evaluated, right?
Right. Guys, you're not as macho as you think you are. There are 50% of men over the age of 50 are struggling with this. So, and everybody will struggle with this. So, ladies, if he is taking the pills, we have a better solution. They will stop working, and nobody wants that.
No, and who wants to time out intimacy with a pill, right?
Right.
You know? Well, here we're going to hit the number and get people calling right now for these, because these appointments do fill up really fast. So if you want to jump on this, again, call 801-406-NO-ED, right? Or you can book online as well.
Yep, you can book online as well at utahedclinic.com. Come on in and see us. It's simple. It's easy. It's not going to be bad at all, and you'll be very happy that you did.
It's an incredible value. Plus, you have that free gift that you provide, that instant results in the bedroom as well.
That's right. We're waiving all the fees for everything we do, including the blood flow analysis, which is painless. And then we'll give you a free gift that will help you in the bedroom.
Take that first step. Give us that number.
801-406-NO-ED.
Or go to utahedclinic.com. Thanks a lot, man. Happy Friday and happy weekend.
Thanks to you.
All right. Bye. Bailey Zimmerman. So this is where it ends. On the Z. And whether you're doing 4-10s or maybe 5-8s, but you would think you would want the week to end either after 4 or 5 days. Coming up, we're going to talk about what percentage of Americans would actually like to have a 7-day work week.
Auto.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Very nice. Thanks again.
I just got a text. Tell Lee to remind everyone about the Highway 89 closure at 1 p.m. today.
Yeah, yep. You've been doing that, I've noticed.
Yeah, because it's a big closure. And it's going to, it starts at 1 p.m. and it goes until Monday morning at 6 a.m.
So southbound 89 should detour from I-15 south from Riverdale. There's a hard closure at South Weber Drive.
Right.
And then northbound, next Friday, same thing.
It'll switch around. And we also have the closure of Bangor this weekend.
Wow.
So Bangor,
everybody stay home.
Bangor's closing at 10 p.m. tonight and will remain closed through Monday morning at 5 a.m. And this is Bangor between 126 South and Redwood Road. That's due to all the changes they're making on Bangor through that area.
Yeah. I just want you to know, Lee, that I have been listening to your reports and what you've been passing along this morning.
That's pretty impressive, Dave.
It is, actually. but repetition never hurts, and so we just throw it out there as much as we can. Thanks for the reminder from our listeners as well. We have rain still continuing today, and again tonight and tomorrow. And that will be pretty much 100% today, 70% tonight, and then we'll drop to about, or 90% tonight, and drop to 70% for tomorrow. However, by Saturday night and into Sunday, looking a little bit better as our temperatures warm back up. We're looking at a high today of 56 degrees.
Right now it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
Think about all of the medications that are out there for all of the different ailments you might have. Chronic pain, anxiety, arthritis, cold sores, maybe insomnia, maybe inflation, so much more. The list goes on. Well,
inflammation as well as inflation.
Oh, well, that's true.
I guess you could take CBD for inflation.
Yes, you maybe.
Absolutely. If you want to. Inflation equals anxiety.
Exactly. And CBD products, thanks for catching that. CBD products from Farmer and Chemist, the highest quality, best CBD available on the market, owned and run by pharmacists with a full-time chemist on hand.
The store is beautiful. It's at 7719 South Main Street in Midville. They would love for you to walk in with questions. You can call them at 385-900-8997 and talk to them about what medications you take. They can talk about interactions. They can talk about what is good for you, what will help you with any of these, including inflation that we just talked about.
And they're also concerned, in addition with the economy, they are also concerned about your animals, too. Have you tried the rough days? If you haven't, do it. It calms them down. It really does help. Helps with a little bit of pain and some of the same things that it does with humans. And here is the place to go. 7719 South Main Street in Midvale. Or just jump online and order your products that way.
FarmerandChemist.com.
Garth. That's called Brooks and Dunn right there, in case you didn't know. Garth Brooks, Ronnie Dunn together on that one. Rodeo Man, happy Friday. Sweet of you to take us wherever you're going, and we'll take whatever you got, man. If you got a 5-minute commute, we'll take it.
But we appreciate it. That's all we need to get a quarter hour of credit.
That's all we need. Just keep that in mind. Your time does matter to us.
Please give us at least 5 minutes.
Especially if you're working 7 days a week, too. Can't wait for the weekend. Well, around 1 in 16 Americans, not too many, don't think you should even get one day off.
Someone asked over 10,000 people how many days there should be in a standard work week. 6% of us think we should be working 7 days a week.
Now, the most popular answer was 5 days, 45% of the vote. 4 was the close second at 37%.
3% of us said 6%. Another 3% said 3 days. And 2% said we should only be working 1 day a week.
Yeah, that's us.
0 was also a choice, but no one picked it. Yeah, we pick 1 day a week.
Yeah. Actually, we could do 2. It would be like we could do 2 20s.
Oh.
2 20-hour days.
Nobody could stand that much. Nobody could stand that
Dave
much.
Dave and Deb, Tuesdays and Wednesdays on Z104.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, there you go. They also said that only around 1 in 8 people think that a 4-day work week would make us less productive. And most actually agreed it would be good for our mental health.
Oh, I think it would. The poll didn't ask how working 7 days a week might affect our mental health. But 6% of us saying yes, 7-day work week.
You know, it would be one thing if the whole world went to a 4-day work week. Because then radio probably could go to a 4-day work week. You know what I mean?
It was standard.
There'd be no traffic or weather.
In.
And,
yeah.
You know, you don't, I mean, heaven forbid, we barely even know how to come up with 1 day of humor, let alone 4, but, you know.
Traffic update. I'm Lee West.
Okay. Can you hang for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Rain showers today. As a matter of fact, now I'm looking out there and it's coming down pretty good right here in the heart of the hood. Chesterfield, West Valley City. 100% rain today, cooler, 56 will be our high. Still some lingering rain tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday looking a little better.
Right now it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
All right. You ready for a little think fast round before get our brains rolling here?
Yeah.
Wake us up. You got your ringer dinger things. You and Lee usually compete against each other. And this is a tight one. You guys always are pretty close to being, hitting these things. And I know a lot of it is because you just both hit your buzzers and then you think of the answer. Which is something
the only way to do it, Dave.
Yep. I totally agree. Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Something with a tail that starts with H. Deb.
Hippopotamus.
Nope. What? Well, I guess they do. Well, yeah,
they
I
do
guess
have
it
tails.
Does have a tail, don't they? What else, Lee?
I don't know. A horse. There you go. Thanks.
Something with a tail starting with R. Deb?
Raccoon.
Rat.
Same category, instead of me repeating myself, with a tail starting with H.
Hippopotamus.
Horse. Wow, Dave. These are challenging.
I know. I was actually thinking maybe hamster or something like that. Okay, starting with G.
They have a little teeny tail.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Giraffe.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
Man, did you break your bell?
I'm here to play.
Yeah, I know you broke your bell. Did you break your bell? Oh,
no,
there we
still
go.
Still working.
Something with a tail starting with A. Hi.
Alligator.
Yeah, alligator, aardvark. All right. Something shiny starting with M.
Money.
Mustang.
I would have to say that Lee may have edged you out on that one right there. A mirror as well. Those are all good answers. Now, finish the phrase. Ice.
Cold.
Cream.
Okay. Bird.
Nest.
Lee? Just for the fun of it.
Bird's eye.
Okay. Apple.
Core.
Big. Big apple.
Oh, yeah. Apple big.
Apple big. Going to the Apple big this weekend.
It's a fun place to
see
eat.
See some plays on Broadway.
And then I'm going to eat at Applebee's. Baby. Tie.
Chair.
Powder.
Okay. Rock.
Hard.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Just talked about that.
or not.
Or not, yeah.
Enroll. Can that, that's not
right. Rock, enroll. Yeah, I guess. Okay, here, I'll do this one. We'll finish off with this one. These are things that you do every day starting with D.
Dress.
Ooh. And Lee?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of was dress.
Things you do every day starting with B. Deb?
Bounce.
Wow. What the? I'm pretty sure that when you run, is there a lot of bouncing going on? Or?
Well, not there, but in other spots, yes.
Okay. Lee, do you have one?
That's pretty good. I can't even think of one now. Things barbecue.
Or breathe. We do every day.
Man,
if you're barbecuing every day,
brush.
You breathe. Yeah, brush. Things you do every day starting with E. Deb.
Eat.
Yeah, of course you would know that one. Right there.
I knew Deb had me on that one.
Things you do every day starting with S.
Swim.
No. Okay.
Sweat.
What kind of a person are you that bounces and swims every day?
I am a very active person, Dave.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I said sweat, Dave.
Yeah, sweat. Also sleep. Final one. Things that you do every day starting with P.
P.
Yeah. And the other one?
Poop.
Poop. Lee, you're back at 4:00.
I am.
Thanks so much. We will... slide into our Battle of the Sexes here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah!
I've got it in my hand. I can feel it running down my hand in a hot summer day.
Melted ice cream cone.
Yeah, good job. It wasn't really a competition or anything, but...
Melted ice cream cone!
not sure why you turn that into a trivia.
I'm always in the game. I'm always ready to play.
Now, have you had a drumstick? Have you ever had one of those drumstick things?
Those are like my favorite.
Okay, so have you ever wondered why they don't melt? Yeah, I mean, so to speak, right?
I saw this on Facebook maybe the other day.
It was like a TikTok thing. They were noticing that drumstick ice cream doesn't melt. Even the actual drumstick account got in on the all the fun. Makeup artist and biomedical engineer Savannah decided to explain what the deal is with drumstick ice cream not melting.
It's because of the way that the drumstick is formulated versus regular ice cream. Drumstick, they contain a little bit more of an ingredient which is known as an emulsifier. And an emulsifier essentially allows you to mix two different phases together. So oil and water don't mix, but if you add an emulsifier, they will. The fat is a lot more stable in solution with the water because there's emulsifier in there. And that's likely in there to help the frozen dessert keep its structural integrity so it does not melt.
Well, that now, explains it.
Yeah, it does.
It's all about the emulsifier.
The emulsifier. Which then poses the question, how come it sounds not healthy to me?
because it's got stuff added to it.
I know. Yeah, it really does. It's kind of like, is this
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Just let me eat my ice cream.
All right. And
but
and
that is
a hot
weird
dog.
That it doesn't melt.
Let me eat my hot dog.
Yes.
Don't tell me what's in a hot dog.
Yes.
And don't tell me why my drumstick doesn't melt. Which also is another problem. We're on our way back here. Fame. You can have fame and fortune from inside a large stick scale container. You could be making your business flourish, and you could be you could make these large scale containers into your office. You can put windows in them. They're 20 and 40 foot lengths. They're available with air and heat. You can paint them. You can customize them however you want. And people are loving these things, man. They're putting them up in their yards as an extra storage shed or garage.
You can save storage unit costs. Own a container, clean up your garage or house storage. Maybe you're doing spring cleaning right now. Store equipment or construction supplies. Maybe your motorized toys or hay. Protect your toys from the weather. Containers and their use is almost unlimited.
Yeah, it really is. And I had somebody ask me this the other day. They're like, okay, well, I heard you guys talking about this. Are they brand new? Are they in rough shape? These are used containers, but you can also get one trip new containers pretty much, which is sort of a one trip thing. They're all wind and watertight. They're in great shape. They offer a buyback program as well. So you could use them even for 5 or 10 years. They hold their value and then you'd get your money back.
Call Large Scale Containers at 385-529-0278.
That number again, 385-529-0278.
You can also go to largescalecontainers.com.
It's Tyler Hubbard on the Z, number one for country, back then, right now. Happy Friday. Hey, look, did you hear about this Gisele Bündchen getting pulled over by a cop? In Miami, this was a couple of days ago on Wednesday, she didn't get a ticket. She broke down crying because she was being stalked by paparazzi.
That's what I'm going to do next time.
First world problems. You know, she told the cop, nothing protects me. This isn't really an excuse, anyone but a celebrity could use.
There's
your answer on that one, Deb. when you thought you were going to try it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
In released body cam footage, the cop tells Gisele he's letting her off the courtesy pass, but she breaks down telling him she was trying to stay away from that guy. She said, I'm tired. I have nowhere to go. I have these effing guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life. Not known why she was pulled over.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you there's nothing I can do about that.
No, but he's talking.
Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay. So
there's more than we can.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But,
and then she started to cry at that point.
Oh, boy.
And have you ever tried pulling the tear thing? The cry
no,
thing?
No, I don't think so. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. No.
Can you fake cry?
Not really. No.
I mean, there are people.
I mean,
that,
I don't think I've ever tried.
I think there are people that try the cry thing. And have you ever noticed that some people, especially when it comes to sort of like, I don't know, court things or criminal things, and they're like, And there's no tears.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you watch a Dateline and the husband is like, I loved her so, you know, he killed her. And yeah. He's like, I loved her so much and all my kids. But there's not a tear. Face is as dry as a bone.
See, and to me, I think real tears are the dead giveaway, right? I mean, if you can cry real tears,
then you're innocent.
Then you are. but you also could do well in Hollywood.
Yes.
If you can cry real tears.
Yep.
Okay. Normal or nope?
Okay.
Eating popcorn with chopsticks so my fingers stay clean.
Oh, I've never done that. No. I'm not saying it's. I'm going to say nope.
No, I'm going to say nope on that one. Normal or nope? You know, and the reason we do this is because we just want everybody to know that Dave and Deb's final word on normal people, normalcy.
Why are people asking us what's normal?
I know. Normal or nope? Getting straight into your pajamas when you walk in the door from work.
Oh, normal.
Yeah?
I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah, you'd love to.
I have done it before.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
How about this one? Hiding your spouse's things because they won't put them away, despite being reminded and asked several times.
No, I've never done that. No.
Just
have
purposely.
You?
Nah, no.
I've never done that.
No, but I do know of some parents that have gone to the extreme measures when you've asked your children several times to put their stuff away. They'll take it out and hang it in the tree. I've heard of some parents that will take out to their, I mean, that's good to me is like going to a lot of an extreme, but
the only time I did something like that to my son was, he had this t-shirt that I hated. So I just put it in my drawer and he just forgot about it and it went away.
Twisted Sister.
It was Iron Maiden.
Well, hey, now all you need is a Subaru.
I don't have it anymore.
And then this one really hit me right here because I thought, oh my gosh, this is me. Because I think I was like about a year ago. I don't know how long it's been. Probably maybe 5-10 years. But still, driving the same car for 3 years, but still checking the dash to see what side the gas tank is on when getting gas.
I would say that's not normal. You know
it
where
is for me.
It is really? You can't remember?
Well, because sometimes I will be driving different cars and it's
so
on
many
different
cars.
Sides.
Now you have the Titan, you have the Escape, you have the Atlas Cross Sport.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's all you have?
Yeah.
And you can't remember? Are they all on the same side?
I can remember now, but a minute. But I know that the Escape is on the, oh crap.
No, you can't remember.
Oh man, I don't drive that one as much. I know that the Atlas is on the passenger side and I know my truck is on the driver's side. And I believe the Escape is on the driver's side, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is on the driver's side. Now, this is the part that I didn't know. And I know I'm probably slow to the game, but I didn't know there was a little arrow by your fuel gauge that tells you what side your gas tank is on. And
I thought
years,
that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, no, I know. But what I'm saying is I didn't know that arrow was there.
Oh,
I mean, you can get used to get used to what side your gas is on.
Yeah, that little arrow is
but
so handy.
But the little arrow...
It's like you're driving your friend's car and you're going to fill it up before you return it or something.
Or a rental car or whatever. And then you end up being able to just look up at that little gas gauge. There's a little arrow right there.
Yeah.
And I know maybe I'm the only one that just discovered that.
Jeanette Kendall says, don't forget his two RVs. Are they on the same side?
They are. One doesn't need it. Yeah.
One doesn't need it.
But the motorhome is on the driver's side. But, and I think they do that for obvious reasons. I think when it comes to, dumping your load, if that's the right way to say it. But then getting gas, I think they put it on that driver's side because it's easier for you to see where you can be.
So you don't take out the pump.
Exactly.
With your RV.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ellie Black says, when I was a kid in junior high, I hated to clean my room. So my mom took everything that was on the floor and not put away into garbage bags, and they were on the curb when I got off the bus.
Oh, man. See, that's what I mean.
Where's all my stuff?
That's what I mean. I think it's crazy. Normal or nope, feeling completely heartbroken and lost when you have caught up to all the episodes, and now you have to wait daily.
Yeah. I mean,
that's normal.
Not that dramatic, but it is a little upsetting.
Yeah.
Or when you finished a series and it's done and over with, you're like, now what am I going to watch?
Now, how many of us love Satan's anus?
The banana, the part on the banana.
Not eating the little black bit at the end of a banana, which is actually called Satan's anus. I know that you didn't make that up. We're not being disgusting. It really is. Look it up yourself. Which I've come to learn is obviously part of the, you can call it Satan's anus, or you can call it the
banana. The little black thing.
The bananas. But I do not eat that.
I don't eat it either.
Now, if the anus comes out, if that little black stem comes out when you take your last bite and it's clean, just like gutting a fish, I'll eat it.
I won't. It goes in the garbage.
So you leave it in the peel.
Yeah.
All the way. You'll leave that bottom, that last bite.
Yes.
Yeah.
It I just leave it there.
I'm a small banana guy, and I know that.
Well, Dave, I know that, I wouldn't be bragging about
that. I know.
That. I'm a small banana guy.
Yeah. but I love small bananas because I feel like if you buy this bigger bananas, I only eat half of it anyway. I like bananas, but I don't like the big honking ones. You know, I don't like the ones that are 12 inches long. I'm more of a 5 or 6 inch guy. And yes, we are talking about bananas.
And now a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right. We have tickets for Monster Jam. Experience big time family fun at Monster Jam May 4th at Ricycle Stadium. At Monster Jam, world champion athletes and their 12,000-pound monster trucks tear up the dirt in wide-open competitions of speed and skill.
All right. And today, I feel like a 12,000-pound monster.
So do
I. Jeez. Who is this?
This is Braden.
Braden. How the heck?
How the heck?
All right. Happy Friday to you, dude. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, weekend plans?
No weekend plan. I got a football game tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay. Who's playing?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I'm on the Bruins. It's a UFL team.
Oh, okay. Cool. Where do you guys play?
Up there in Sandy.
All right.
Well, that's cool. Where do people go to find out your schedule and stuff?
I would just go on to Facebook, UTFL. And just hope for the best, I guess.
That's cool. What, okay. Now, what position do you play?
Safety.
Right on.
Safety.
How did you get hooked up with that, by the way? I mean, is it something that you did the college thing or what?
Nope. Just out of high school. I just ran into some buddies that knew the word and just kind of went from there.
Oh, you must be a fast little feller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck all right.
Yeah. Those safeties, they got to chase down a lot. All right, buddy, hold on a second. We'll see if we can't find a female to go along with this thing. Oh, nope, not there. Morning, the Z. What's your name? Hello? Too late. Morning, the Z. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Too late. Morning, the Z. What is your name?
Bobby.
Abby. Abby and Braden. Bobby. Braden, what?
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Then we're going to let the ladies go first here, all right?
All right, Bobby. Here's your question. Where did it go? Okay. Happy birthday to Jet Li. Which of these action movie series has Jet Li appeared in? The Matrix, Lethal Weapon, or Rush Hour?
The Matrix.
Lethal Weapon 4. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal.
Lethal.
Lethal. Braden, here's your question. Channing Tatum turns 44 years old today, and boy, can you tell that flabby body of his? And,
yeah, it's terrible.
It's horrible.
Come on, Channing.
Can you not take care of yourself better than that? In which dance film did he play the role of Tiger Gage? Was it Step Up, Magic Mike, or 21 Jump Street? This is for you, Braden.
Step Up.
There you go. You got it.
Bobby, in baseball, what is it called when a player hits a home run with the bases loaded? Walk-off, triple play, or grand slam?
Grand slam.
Yes.
Okay, you're good. Braden, here's your question. This deals with yoga. Which type of yoga is known for its sequence of poses performed in a heated room? Is it Kundalini yoga, Vinyasa yoga, or Bikram yoga?
I'm going to say B.
B, as in boy?
Yes, sir.
It was C. It's Bikram yoga, which is hot yoga. And I'm sure all of the yoga people out there, you're going, oh, man, he just butchered all of the names of those. But
I think you said them right. Anyway, I don't know. Bobby, in the gym, what do you call a deadlift you do with your legs straight instead of bent? Romanian deadlift, Bulgarian deadlift, or Croatian deadlift?
Let's go Bulgarian.
It's Romanian.
Here's your chance to win, Braden. What ingredient is typically used to give red velvet cake its signature red color? Is it raspberry syrup, red food coloring, or pomegranate extract?
B.
Yeah, pretty simple. Red food coloring.
Winner.
There you go.
Braden, you're going to Monster Gym on May 4th at Rice-Eccles. Bobby, thanks for playing. You can play again, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for playing along. Jameson Rogers, featuring Luke Combs on that one, helping us get an early start to our weekend plans. And that's what has your name on it?
Dr. Pepper Zero.
Did you buy some more creamy coconut?
I didn't. I got two cases of it last weekend. Yeah, I can't find it.
Now you know what I'm seeing in the store? Now, the regular, not the zero sugar. Now I'm seeing the regular stuff, and but I'm sure it'll just be. Don't you think that's a popular enough product?
Yeah, everybody's
that
trying
keep it.
It
hanging around for a while. At least I hope so. You know,
you're chugging on a Red Bull over there. Was that calling your name?
Yeah, a sugar-free Red Bull. Just because you brought them in, and I thought, well, that was nice of you. Go ahead and have me one of them. Normally, I would have bucked up because I'm doing, you know, I mean, obviously,
absolutely.
My love is bucked up energy drinks. And I have a chance to hang out with them tomorrow, too, as well. We'll talk about that coming up. So, Alec Baldwin, okay? What are your first thoughts when I say the name Alec Baldwin?
I don't know him, so I hate to say arrogant, but that's honestly my first thought.
Do you think much about this whole thing that he's going through?
And I
right
always
now?
Think about the gun thing, you know, whose fault was it? I feel bad for him, but I don't feel bad for him. So I don't know what I think.
I'm going to play a little clip that was
might
recorded
change my
here.
Mind.
No.
Okay.
No, it just is an interesting thing because it shows the video. I watched the video, but obviously you'll hear the audio here, but I watched the video and it is a woman on social media who goes by the name of Crackhead Barney and Friends.
Okay.
And when you hear her and how relentless she is, you'll know why, probably where she got her name. But she goes out in a diaper with tape over her breasts. She smears white makeup all over her face.
And,
and she makes scenes at various places. And she happened upon Alec Baldwin in a coffee shop.
Oh, I feel bad for him in this case.
And when he had had enough, I'll tell you what happens towards the end.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
I'm sorry.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. One time.
Could you do me one quick favor?
He finally knocks the phone out of her hand at the very end. And that's what he ends up doing.
He's obnoxious.
And this is not from across the room. This is getting up in his face with a cell phone.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Whether he's right, wrong, whatever it might be, man, unfreaking believable that people could go to that kind of length just to get and what a nutcase. Crackhead Barney and friends, and goes out in a diaper and paints her face white with tape over her breasts.
I mean, I would think that's some mental illness going on there. Don't you
think?
Serious. So I kind of feel bad for her too, but she needs some help.
Yeah, I guess I better not call her out too much because then people will say I'm bullying.
I know. You're a big bully.
I know, I'm such a big bully. Hey, let's leave on just a quick little, before we go into break, just a quick little positive story. And that is this guy, it was a dad. He's trending now on TikTok after he called out two teenagers at a trampoline park for being awesome.
Aw.
You know, and I love this.
They were good jumpers or what?
They were being awesome with his son. And this is what he explains here.
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. It was amazing. Those boys did not have to entertain my kid. This is the kind of people that we need to be raising more of. So if the two boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
Isn't that cool?
That really is.
You know, we do give the youth nowadays. Dave, we give Dave, the youth
get off
nowadays.
My lawn. You Gen Zers, get off my lawn.
I don't know why I say youth. Why don't I just say kids? Why don't I just say whatever? But I don't know what it is, you know.
It's the old,
but the
old man, young men's president.
For the strength of youth comes out. Now we need to pray for our youth. No, but we really do kind of give kids sort of a bad rap just because there is a lot of disrespect going on, but it is really good to hear those stories that are opposite of that. People that, you know, these are just teenage boys that thought, hey, this will be fun. Let's go and make this kid feel welcome and
that's so cool.
A part of our little, you know, fun. And we're just going to bounce around on a trampoline and have a good time. And they didn't know they were being filmed or watched or anything. They just did it just because they wanted to be a friend to a kid, you know, which I think is killer. We have our leftovers coming up here after the break. Just a few that we'll try to slide in. Well, I think some of us are going through that time of year when you just a couple of days ago had your air conditioning kicked on. And now you're having to have your furnace kick on, and it goes back and forth, and any hour services there to help. If you want to get a tune-up on your furnace, and I know some of you might be thinking, oh, man, but I'm just going to try to milk it and see if I can't make it through to the summer. They can handle it all for you. And wouldn't it be nice to know that everything's all tuned up and ready to roll for you when the colder temperatures next fall roll around? Now, this is also a perfect time to jump on the schedule to get an AC tune-up, which I need because I quickly discovered the other day when I fired ours up, it wasn't cooling like it should as fast and efficient as it should. So I've got any hour services scheduled and ready to roll over and do a tune-up on my AC as well. Maybe plumbing, maybe electrical, whatever it is. They've got all of the trained technicians, professional, honest, integrity. It all says wrapped up into one title of a company, and that is Any Hour Services. Make your appointment by giving them a call at 801-443-7400. You can also Google Any Hour Services. That's where you can find a lot of the DIY videos that Mike does that really help a lot of people out. Or jump online and just schedule your own appointment, anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Jewelry since 1929.
Ah, the sounds of Dave and Deb relief. Jim Bob's coming up next. Jimmer's got the mystery sound. And we just started over with the new sound a couple of days ago, so the jackpot is at $114. And all you have to do is just go to the website, check out the sound, listen to it over and over again. There's probably only one clue, not even one clue on there yet, right?
There is one. I'm trying to think. It's a nail gun.
Okay.
It is not a nail gun.
All right. And guess. The clue is
it's an indoor or outdoor sound, and the wrong guess was a nail gun.
Okay. So it is a little early on. Sometimes it takes a little bit for it to build. That's what she said. And then we are also doing our Instant Cast Song of the Day coming up in the 10 o'clock hour as well. All you have to do is listen for Parker McCollum, which is the Instant Cast Song of the Day. The song is Burn It Down. When you hear it, be caller Z, win $250, and you're well on your way to skippity-doo-o-dah, to shopping and having... And you can keep winning.
Yeah, win, win, win. Just grab as many piles of cash as you can. $1,000 a day going out the door. Speaking of great prizes, George Strait tickets.
Jeez.
We're doing the Straight to George phrase that pays again. And this is your chance to pick up tickets. We gave you a keyword at 8 a.m. We'll do another one at 11, 1, 3, and 5. Monday morning at 7:15, your caller Z with the phrase. You're going to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium.
Hey, look, we also understand that tickets and rooms are going pretty quick for Strong VW's Dave and Deb Second Chance Prom. That's coming up on May 18th, so just a few weeks away here at the Doubletree Suites in downtown Salt Lake. You can find all the details there at z104country.com. Now, I don't know, you might be chilling this weekend a little bit more. I'm going to be over at Strong VW doing the Live Till 5 thing.
3 to 5 today, right?
Yes. $500 off Dave deal, puts a bunch of free giveaways and all the same stuff that we normally do. And then also I'll be hanging out at Bucked Up Annual Warehouse Sale down there on Automall Drive. You basically just jump off of the 500 East exit in American Fork and you can't miss it. This is where everybody stocks up. You actually shop in the warehouse. It's unbelievable, the savings. And we'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1. And we'll have a bunch of free stuff to give away there as well.
Also, we'll be at Hale Center Theater tonight seeing the May We All production about country music. So if you want to get in on that, it plays through June, I think. You can go to hct.org and get your tickets for that.
Yeah, it should be fun production, as always, there at Hale Center Theater. We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Happy Friday to you. Worked your butt off again. Happy Friday to you. Have a great day.